Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. Headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with national awardee teachers, calls upon them to promote Swadeshi and vocal for local. Describes rationalization of GST as biggest reform of independent India. Teachers' Day being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Teachers Awards in New Delhi. Keralites across the globe celebrating Thiruvonam today. Eid Miladun Nabi, marking the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, also being celebrated today. 26 Western allies pledged to deploy troops in Ukraine after conflict with Russia ends. And India beat Malaysia 4-1 in their second Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the rationalization of goods and services tax GST as the biggest reform since independence. Mr. Modi said the move is expected to put money in the pockets of the middle class by slashing tax on multiple items and scrapping it altogether for crucial items including bread and life-saving drugs. The Prime Minister was interacting with award-winning teachers in New Delhi yesterday.
8 वर्ष पहले जब जीएसटी लागू हुआ तो कई दशकों का सपना साकार, ये आजाद भारत के सबसे बड़े आर्थिक सुधारों में से, तब देश को अनेकों तरह के टैक्स के जाल से मुक्ति दिलाने का एक बहुत बड़ा काम। अब 21वीं सदी में आगे बढ़ते भारत में जीएसटी में भी नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म की आवश्यकता थी और उसको किया गया।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड The two slab tax will come into effect from September the 22nd, the first day of Navratri. People will start benefiting from the first day of Navratri, and this time, Dhanteras will be more vibrant, he said. Mr. Modi said he had promised double dhamaka of next generation GST reforms before Diwali and Chhat from the ramparts of the Red Fort.
इससे भारत की शानदार अर्थव्यवस्था में पंच रत्न जुड़े हैं. पहला टैक्स सिस्टम कहीं अधिक सिंपल हुआ, दूसरा भारत के नागरिकों की क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ और बढ़ेगी, तीसरा कंजम्पशन और ग्रोथ दोनों को नया बूस्टर मिलेगा और चौथा ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस से निवेश और नौकरी को बल मिलेगा और पांचवा विकसित भारत के लिए कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म यानी राज्यों और केंद्र की साझेदारी और मजबूत होगी.
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd of September approved rates rationalization with a focus on the common man. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of the citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for electronic appliances, a report.
The GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for select items including tobacco and luxury items. The new rates will come into effect from 22nd of this month. To make consumer electronics more affordable, the GST Council has proposed rationalization of tax slabs on household electronic items. The taxes earlier levied on monitors and projectors will also get reduced from 28 to 18% along with dishwashing machines. Addressing a press conference after the GST Council meeting in New Delhi, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that these reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man.
Common man and middle class items, there is a complete reduction from 18 or from 12 to 5%. Phir reduction from 28 to 18%. इसमें मिडिल क्लास के एस्पिरेशंस मीट करने वाले बहुत सारी चीज हैं, एयर कंडीशनिंग मशीन्स, टीवीज व्हिच आर ओवर 32 इंचेस, ऑल टीवीज नाउ एट 18%.
इंडस्ट्री बॉडीज एंड इकोनॉमिस्ट आल्सो वेलकम द जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स. टॉकिंग टू आकाशवाणी न्यूज, इकोनॉमिस्ट आकाश जिंदल सेड दैट अहेड ऑफ द फेस्टिव सीजन दीज रेट कट्स विल फुलफिल द एस्पिरेशंस ऑफ द कॉमन मैन.
नाउ इट वुड बी द बायर्स, दे विल बी एबल टू फुलफिल द एस्पिरेशंस ऑफ द फैमिली, पर्टिकुलरली ऑस्पिशियस डेज ऑफ नवरात्रा एंड दीपावली. Deepavali.
This move could record high sales in the consumer electronics market during the festive season, thereby adding momentum to India's economic growth. With Shivang Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to teachers at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi today. This prestigious annual award recognizes outstanding teachers whose dedication and commitment have elevated the quality of education and profoundly impacted the lives of their students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that teachers generally give homework to their students, but he wants to give one homework to teachers for a change, that is, to lead campaigns along with their students to promote Swadeshi products and give an impetus to Make in India and Vocal for Local. In an interaction with National Teacher Awardees, Mr. Modi asked schools to celebrate such occasions as Swadeshi Day or Swadeshi Week, when students would bring local products from their homes and share their stories.
Lal ke liye se maine vocal for local Swadeshi apnane ka bada agrah kiya aahwan. Swadeshi yani jo hamare desh mein banta hai, wo cheeze jisme mere deshvasiyon ke paseene ki mehak hai, wo mere liye Swadeshi hai. Aur iske prati hamara gaurav hona chahiye. Har ghar par bachchon ko kehna chahiye bhai ghar par ek board lagao. Jaise har ghar tiranga hai na, har ghar Swadesh, ghar ghar Swadesh. Aur usi pe har dukandar apne yahan board lagaye. Garv se kaho ye Swadeshi hai.
Mr. Modi also encouraged the use of indigenous materials in art and crafts classes and school celebrations to nurture a lasting sense of pride in Indian-made goods. He emphasized discussions on the origin, makers, and national importance of Swadeshi products to foster deeper awareness. The Prime Minister said that there should be boards outside every house and shop of Har Ghar Swadeshi.
दूसरों पर निर्भर रहने से देश कभी उतनी तेजी से आगे नहीं बढ़ सकता जितना उसका सामर्थ्य होता है आज के विद्यार्थियों और आने वाली पीढ़ियों में एक सवाल शुरू से ही प्रचारित और प्रसारित किए जाने की जरूरत है ये हमारा कर्तव्य है जो काम महात्मा गांधी जी ने किसी समय हमारे लिए छोड़ा है अब पूरा करने का सौभाग्य हमें मिला है
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiru Onam today. Thiru Onam is the biggest festival in Kerala and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. More from our correspondent.
Onam, celebrated by Keralites as the homecoming of the legendary King Mahabali. This festival began 11 days ago with the Attam. Today marks Thiruvonam, the most significant day of the celebrations. The day started with Pookalam, traditional floral carpet, and will be highlighted by the grand feast served on plantain leaves known as Onasadhya. Major temples including Shabarimala, Guruvayur and Trikkakara are holding special pujas and Onasadhyas today. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and wishes to the citizens, especially the people of Kerala, on the occasion of Onam. In her message, President Murmu said that Onam is a unique example of Kerala's rich cultural heritage and tradition. She added that this festival reminds people of the importance of unity, cooperation and harmony beyond cultural and religious beliefs. Eid Miladun-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted everyone on the occasion of Miladun-Nabi, especially the Muslim people. In her message, she urged people to take inspiration from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and strive in the spirit of love and brotherhood. 26 Western allies have officially pledged to deploy troops by land, sea or air in Ukraine after the conflict with Russia ends. French President Emmanuel Macron made this announcement after a summit of 35 nations supporting Ukraine, dubbed the Coalition of the Willing. Earlier, Macron and other European leaders met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and US Peace Envoy Steve Witkoff to discuss long-term military support and continued American backing after the conflict. Macron added that while there is no confirmed US troops involvement yet, Washington's support for the coalition will be finalized soon. Punjab is passing through a bad phase due to severe floods, as over 1,900 villages across the state have been affected. Standing crops at over 4 lakh acres of farmland has been inundated, and the death toll has increased to 43 in the state. More from our correspondent.
As overflowing rivers due to earlier rain and forced release of waters from dams are giving jitters to both people and the state administrations, general public, along with the teams of Indian Army, BSF, NDRF and state police, is making all-out efforts to evacuate the stranded and strengthen the bonds on the banks of the rivers. Punjab Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Gurmeet Singh Khundia has urged the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan for an immediate relief and financial package to address the devastating impact of floods. Mr. Chauhan has also assured all help from the center.
Kendra Sarkar ne do kendri teame bhej di hai jo nuksan ka aaklan karegi. Rajya Sarkar bhi apni taraf se assessment karegi. Sankat ki is ghadi mein Punjab ki janta ke saath sarkar dat ke khadi.
Appeals are being made by the concerned district administrations to all those living in low-lying flood affected areas to reach to safer places. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Heavy rains and landslides have caused widespread damage in Himachal Pradesh. The initial estimate of losses to public property has been put at nearly 3,800 crore rupees, a report.
According to the report of State Emergency Operations Center, 355 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents across the state, while 49 people are still missing. Nearly 5,200 houses have been damaged. Continuous heavy rainfall has also severely disrupted road connectivity, electricity, and water supply in the state. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in some parts of the state today. However, the department has forecast that the monsoon is likely to weaken in the state from 6th September. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In the national capital, Delhi, the water level of the Yamuna River continues to remain above the danger level mark. The water level, which was recorded at 207.35 meters earlier this morning, has been above the danger mark amidst moderate to heavy rainfall in the national capital for the past few days. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at the Rajgir International Stadium. For India, Manpreet Singh, Subjit Singh, Shilanand Lakra and Vivek Sagar Prasad scored one goal each. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed GST 2.0 as a double dose of support and growth of the nation, writes the Pioneer. New GST reforms a game changer, says PM Modi, headlines the Statesman. The government and two Kukizo insurgent groups have signed a pact for peace in Manipur ahead of the yet-to-be-confirmed visit to Manipur of Prime Minister Modi, reports the Asian Age. Battered North India logs its rainiest two-week period in 14 years, writes the Times of India. The Supreme Court of India has taken a serious note of videos of logs in Himachal floodwaters and sought response from the centre and Himalayan states, reports the Indian Express. And finally, the death of the iconic Italian designer Giorgio Armani has been noted on the front pages of dailies. Giorgio Armani, designer whose fame transcended high fashion, dies at 91, headlines Hindustan Times. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with national awardee teachers, calls upon them to promote Swadeshi and vocal for local, describes rationalization of GST as biggest reform of independent India. Teachers' Day being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Teachers Awards in New Delhi. Keralites across the globe celebrating Thiru Onam today. Eid Muladun Nabi, marking the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, also being celebrated today. 26 Western allies pledged to deploy troops in Ukraine after conflict with Russia ends. And India beat Malaysia 4-1 in their second Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.